Now, long before we were posting pictures and videos of our cats online, people have been celebrating cats in song. Throughout this show, we've been playing some of the cat-themed music of our own times, but this kind of thing has a long history, as our resident sound and history nerd Craig Ely is here to tell us.
And there really is a great weird history to composers trying to incorporate cats into music. Rossini, for example, famously wrote a cat duet where he asked sopranos to stand on stage and sing the word meow repeatedly.
Pretty funny.
It was much more common, though, for composers to just use instruments to try to represent an animal's voice. Think of Peter and the Wolf, where the cat is played by the fuzzy, warm sounds of the clarinet. But this wasn't good enough for some people. They wanted the voices of actual cats. So get this. Even though one was never built, there's this 17th century notion of a cat piano.
A cat piano.
Again, we think only in theory. Here's how it worked. Instead of a hammer hitting strings, the cat piano strikes a nail into a cat's tail who's trapped in a cage inside the piano. There's more than one cat, obviously, so you can get multiple pitches of painful shrieks.
That's like extreme keyboard cat.
Yeah, it's really, really extreme. But now we don't need a cat piano because we can record the voices of actual cats. So what you can do is get a cat's voice, sample it, and then match that sample to actual notes on a keyboard.
Do people or cats actually listen to this?
Well, that's the interesting part. All of the examples I've given so far are about what we might call human music. But recently, some researchers here in Madison started asking a different question. What kind of music would cats want to listen to?
Assuming cats would want to listen to music?
Well, they might. They might. But what they did is they started thinking about cat physiology. How do cats vocalize? What can cats hear? They meow at a range that's about an octave higher than our voices, so they had to adjust for pitch. Their heartbeat, their breathing, everything is at a slightly different rhythm. And this composer, David Tie, tried to take all this into account, and he wrote this music for cats, took it into a lab, and they played it for cats, and guess what?
Did the cats like it?
They loved it. They loved it. They started purring, they were rubbing their heads on the speakers, they had an incredibly positive response. So I'm going to play some of that right now. If you're out there listening, grab your cat, put him or her right by the speaker, and have a listen to this. T.A. is also working on music tuned to other species. He's done some work with monkeys, I believe. So maybe the next time you're in the record store, you'll see the feline section right there next to electronica.
I can see it now. Cat music studios run by fat cats. Craig Ely is our digital producer. Coming up, bigger cats. Why the world's tigers need your help. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRI, Public Radio International.